Perek Yud Beis, Nishmiras HaLoshon, Shar Zechira. We're learning from the words of the saintly Chafetz Chaim, and he tells us in Perek Yud Beis, "Boy," he says, "Yevora boy inyan hazehirus mi ovoin kabbalas lashon hara urechilus." In regards to being careful and not accepting lashon hara and urechilus. Now we all know, whenever we hear something in life, it's difficult to take that thought, the information, out of our mind. When a person is in a room or in the surrounding, when people are starting to speak Lashon Hara, of course, the best thing is to try to avoid the situation and to leave. However, let's say that's not possible, and we hear something. The Chafetz Chaim here in the Shmiras HaLoshon Perek Yud Beis will be telling us that we have to make sure we do not accept that which was said. Okay, says the Shmiras HaLoshon, V'da'oid, we have to know further. D'mishiroitze liskoyis b'midas ha'sholoim, as we just finished discussing, one who wants to merit in this mida, this attribute of peace, tzarech lishmar es atzmoy, has to protect himself and guard himself, gamkein m'inyon, Kabbalah Lashon Hara Rechilus. He also has to make sure he does not accept the words of Lashon Hara and Rechilus. Besides for the actual punishment that exists because of this, K'moy Shamru Chazal, Kolam Mekabel Lashon Hara, the Gemara Mesachim Daf Kuf Yud Ches tells us, whoever accepts Lashon Hara, Roi La Ashlicha La Klavim, it's appropriate to throw this person to the dogs. It's a very, very, very strong statement. I mean, how often do we say ever again, it's appropriate to throw someone to the dogs? That's not a, these are not poodles we're talking about here. Okay? There's more of the Doberman Pinschers, those type of, that's if I said it correctly, right? Shenemar loisisa shem hashav usmichlei lakev tashlichu noisoi. Loisisa shem hashav is referring to Lashon Hara, and then it says afterwards, it said not after, it's really before, the connection between the psukim, lakev tashlichu noisoi. Throw him to the dogs. That a person who speaks Lashon Hara, that's what he deserves. Oid baha adam aideze lidei sinas chinem uktato ism rivas levesoi. If a person who continues to be involved with Lashon Hara, there's no question that this person will be involved with sinas chinam, basis hatred, k'totos, merivos, quarrels and fights because of accepting this Lashon Hara. So now I have to act upon it. Someone said this, someone did that. He said that and did this. You know, I just spoke to someone, was it yesterday? What's today? Today's Monday. I think it was yesterday. I called up the person, I said, I want to tell you. You are a righteous person. I said, what you put up with, what you deal with on a day-to-day basis, where this individual is involved with people making machlekes, l'shem machlekes, on a regular basis, and this person is always trying to diffuse the machlekes. It's unbelievable. Out of nothing, out of nonsense. I'm not even referring to like when there's real issues. Nonsense of nonsense. You know, just like the story I told you when I saw these little children once looking at, this goes years ago now they already grew up. We're looking at the cup. I was walking up the steps in a certain building. I noticed they were like analyzing the level of soda. How much? What? Not pour a little more into this one. No, a little more to that one. They were analyzing. I'm not sure, but let's get a scale. Let's weigh it, right? No, that's exaggeration. But they were measuring to make sure that that sibling can't have a drop more than this sibling. And over soda, nonsense. Nothing. Narshkeit. I'm telling you, this person deals on a day-to-day basis with dealing with Narishkeit that is blown up as the biggest volcanoes erupting in the world. I said, I don't know how you do it. Why did I say this to this person? Because I found out that I got thrown into one of these things. So I figured, well, this is ridiculous. Like, this is making something out of nothing. Like, don't people have anything better to do with their life? You know, it's, time is precious. You know, let's not use it for nonsense, narskite. And this person does it on a daily basis and looks to diffuse and make shalom between each other. I said, I'm jealous of your olam haba. That's what I told the person.
I mean, having observed kids are...
When these people are adults and they take how much soda did you get to how much soda did I get, and they take it to every single nitty-gritty point in life. So unfortunately, sometimes as adults, people act like children. That's the sad part of life. And then from that comes the sinas chinam, comes the ketatos, the merivas, and then we have what's called the Chorban Beis HaMikdash. Ki mikeven shemekabel es hadavar techila l'emes, because since the person accepted this as true, it's a true statement, sheplaini diber alav, v'yaso alo inyon plaini v'plaini, that someone did something to someone else, he spoke about someone else. Once a person accepts what they heard is true, kimat i'efshir la'adam, it's almost impossible for a person sheyimna atzmai miletzar achakach eschaveroi uliskaitit imayavarze. It's kimat impossible that a person will not be able to refrain himself from fighting, from quarreling with that individual. Ulvasoif nizbav hadavar, what will come out from such a statement that was accepted of Lashon Hara, shayidei ze nasim soinim gedoilim, they become soinim gedoilim, they hate each other, they literally hate each other, shekol echad roitze livloye domoy shel chaveri v'sameich le'idoy, each person wants to literally swallow up his now enemy, and he rejoices at the other one's downfall. Now, who are we talking about? We're talking about Osama bin Laden's downfall? We're talking about Hitler Yimach Shemo's downfall? Who are we talking about? We're talking about another Jew. Another Yid. But because someone accepted the Lashon Hara, it's difficult to remove that from his system. You know, it's like once you send that email, it's gone. It's sent. Once it says, message has been sent, you're like, wait a minute, what did I write? You know, the text messages are the worst, where like, I was once, nothing major, I was once erasing it, and then by mistake I pressed resend. You know, so I text the person again immediately, that was a mistake, I was trying to erase it. You don't have to send... It was a question I asked him. He already gave me the answer. And then like a week and a half later, I'm pressing erase. Because I don't want the memory to be full on the email, on the text. So I press resend. So I said, please ignore it. You know. Once a person... The same concept here. That's what he's telling us in this parak. Once a person accepts it as a Lashon Hara, he's mekabel, that what Reuven said about me is true. He said this about me. It's very kemat yefshar. It's almost impossible not to believe it and to act upon it. Everything here starts with the first step that he accepted Lashon Hara. Shekibel es hadavar mitchilo emes gomer. That the person accepted that was said is this is 100% truth without thinking, you know what? As we'll see in the next few lines, maybe the one who said it over didn't hear the story correctly. Maybe I didn't understand him correctly. Maybe something. V'ilu haya hoylech b'derech ha'toyro, lo haya bolazeh. The Chavetz Chaim here is telling us if this person would have gone in the ways of the Torah, he would have not have come to such a problem of accepting the Lashon Hara, which is a snowball effect where from accepting it, it comes to the sinna, which comes to the fighting, which comes to literally wanting to destroy this person. Because when someone comes to, we'll talk real. When someone comes to you and speaks to you about Yisibar Lov Kach Lekach and tells you something about someone else, what is the mindset? How can a person erase what's called the spam? I have to talk this generation's language, right? We'll call it the spam. How can you erase it? I don't know what does spam mean. It's a real word. I don't know. Anyway, I got your attention there, right? So he says as follows. This is what we should be telling ourselves. Ulai yesh lo lachshav adaita. He should be thinking his mind. Now, this is once again when someone comes to tell us something when we don't want to accept as lashon hara. Ulai hadav shekem mikaroi. Maybe this is. It never happened. Maybe it was a lie. Or you know what? Maybe this person, he added sheker. There was some truth, but there was also some lack of truth. And through this, everything changed. Because since he added the lie, so whatever was true is now not true. Or even if the Mesaper, the one who spoke, the one who spoke Lashon Hara, let's say he did not add one little point. Maybe everything he said was true. You know what was missing? It was missing that he missed part of the story. Everything he said was 100% true. You know, I saw him smash open that window. Well, there was someone stuck in the car. Right? So that's why he smashed the window. But he didn't mention that part. Or maybe it was the tone. Like we mentioned, when you send an email, when you send a text, even when you write something in a letter, words can't get the emotions all the time. So what do? They have on the emails, you have those, you click on the smiley faces. So if you want to send the emotion of happy, you click on the smiley face and the person keeps on smiling, right? That helps to express to the person, that's what I want to express to you right now. So when you hear the person with his tone of voice, maybe his tone of voice wasn't 100% correct with what took place. This is so extremely important. This is telling us here, it's like taking the doctor prescribes the medicine. But if we don't know how many times a day and how much to take and for how many days, we'll have problems. Now, I shouldn't be saying this in the recording, but years ago, I mean, my children have asthma. And so they take the inhaler. We call it the puffs. You know. And years ago, one of my children is sitting on the bed. And his back was towards me. So I took the inhaler and I puffed him. And he turns around, there's a wrong boy. You know, he'll have good, clear lungs, Baruch Hashem. You know, because one of them wears glasses, one doesn't. The one who wears the glasses wasn't wearing his glasses. So I thought it was the one that didn't have the glasses. But it was the one who had the glasses. So it was just one puff. Is that okay? So, the same point here. It's how the person says it. Maybe he didn't say it with what really happened. Maybe he missed out a little on the story. The Chafetz Chaim is drilling in our heads. We have to try to find some merit on this person because once we accept it, we come a kabbalah, we ingrain in our system. We all know it's difficult, very difficult to remove from our mindset. And to not act upon it. What's its tzadchus? It's happened by mistake. Whatever took place was a mistake. If this is the approach a person can accept upon himself, not to accept the Lashon Hara, but to come to the conclusion that maybe something was said incorrectly, maybe the person added a little more information that was really took place. And we know when we speak to people, people tend to exaggerate. I saw 2 million people walking. It's 2 million. So 2 million could be two people. Each person is another million. People tend to exaggerate, whatever it might be. So we have to make sure we try to deflate what was being said. Because if not, that information is like it's like crazy glue. You know, we ever get that crazy glue stuck in your fingers? And then you try to like separate your fingers and you're glued together. So then you have to take off the nail polish remover and then you put on the hot water and then you say, we know it's not as strong as it really says it is, but then you try to pull it off and the skin starts coming off. So like, let me wait a little longer because it is quite strong. It seeps inside of our brain, our mind, and we believe it. And once we really believe it, it's very difficult to clean it out. You know, one of my boys said he wished, my children, he said he wished there was a button you just press and you're not tired anymore. You know, I say it's called going to sleep when your parents tell you to go to sleep. Go to sleep on time. No, it's just a button. You press the button. There's no purge button where we just take out those thoughts from accepting Lashon Hara. Once it's in, it's very extremely difficult to get it out. That's what the Chafetz Chaim is telling us. When we hear something, we will hear things throughout the whole entire day. We have to constantly tell ourselves that Tzatz Chus. Now, he's not going, the rest of the parak will continue in the same vein. I just want to deviate a little and just remind ourselves that it's always our benefit, not to accept the Lashon Hara. Because the same way that we treat others, it's a mida keneged mida, mirror image, how HaKadosh Baruch Hu will treat us as well. If we are zahir and careful not to accept Lashon Hara in someone else, so Hashem will say, you're going to down the kaf zchus. You're going to judge them favorably. Says Gemara in Shabbos, I think it's Kufchav Zayin on Beis, in the top of the Amud. Gemara says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is down the kaf zchus as well. So the whole question, what does it mean Hashem is down the kaf zchus? Down the kaf zchus is only when you don't know. What does it mean Hashem is down the kaf zchus? It's not for now though. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu will down the kaf zchus, will give that person the benefit of the doubt. So it's extremely important that a person will try to find some schus not to accept this Lashon Hara. And we'll stop here for today.